pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Our phone numbers are 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com. A lot of topics to cover today. We'll talk about the Masters. We'll give you our thoughts on the Masters. We'll also talk about the latest locally in sports. UNK men, three more players have decided to transfer. The wheels, I guess, continue to turn at UNK after a better than expected season, a better than expected second half in the conference, a team that tied for the Eastern RMAC Championship in UNK, but again, trying to get back where they were, so we'll take a look at that. And also, the Nebraska School Activities Association, in their infinite wisdom, just had to find anybody that thought it would be a good idea to play consolation games again, and so they did find that person, and they will have consolation boys and girls basketball games next season, and now consolation volleyball games coming up here in 2008. We'll talk about that and the rest of the day's sports. So, Danny, that's what's going on in the world of sports. The Huskers struggled. Said that sometime this is going to happen. Nebraska's not going to be perfect in the conference. Nobody's perfect in the conference. There's going to be a day where they get thumped, and after a real tough loss on Friday night, 1-0, they got thumped Saturday, but they bounced back after that 19-2 loss and won 14-5. But to anything that the Huskers experienced this weekend could not have been as bad as the pain that the Texas baseball team experienced. But that is not the lead story today. The Masters is the lead story today. And I will tend to agree that yesterday was pretty boring.
Yesterday was awfully, awfully boring. The people in the lead kind of held the lead. Nobody could make that run. And, the one person you expected to make the run couldn't make a four-foot putt. Missed four-foot putts. How often do you see that? And I think one of the announcers, after the putt was missed on 16, the announcer said, you know, Tiger basically playing awful is still in second. That is really the story.
Yeah, but Tiger didn't play awful. That's what Tiger said. And that's where...
Well, he putted awful.
He putted awful. There are so many analysts out there, and everybody seems to have a side to this story. I think Andy North hit my thought right on the head of what we were talking about Friday on the show. It's not, and I continue to say this all weekend when we were watching the Masters, it's not about Tiger winning the Masters. This year was about Tiger winning the Grand Slam. There was extra pressure. People talking this morning that, you know, he wasn't smiling, maybe saw a little more pressure. Self-imposed pressure about winning the Grand Slam. And now, when you don't win the first tournament during the year that supposedly you're playing your favorite courses and had a chance at winning the Grand Slam, the Tiger proofing has somewhat worked at the Masters. But yes, you're right, only one person beat him, and I have to wonder, what in the overall scheme of things, what does that really say? Tiger had multiple opportunities yesterday to make a move and never did, and that is un-Tiger-like, and I think that is what we're looking at in the big picture, and analysts really can't get a grasp on why it was un-Tiger-like.
Well, and you got a player in Trevor Immelman. First of all, the guy missed a cut a week ago. So to say, well, we saw this coming. No. Total just bizarre, you know, somebody else steps up. Nobody saw Zach Johnson a year ago.
Did anybody that missed a cut week before ever beat Jack Nicklaus in the Masters or a major? Just want to go back to last week's discussion a little bit there. But yeah, how does that happen?
I don't understand that. Of the toughness of the course and the way it steps up and bites people. And it didn't really step up and bite somebody, or didn't bite Immelman until number 16, when he just basically just had a total lapse in brain and judgment and whacks the ball in the water when there's so much room to bail out to the right. You would have thought, and then on 17, hits it in the bunker, and the announcer's going, he's got 30 yards behind the pin and to the left. 30 yards, what's he doing? He's able to get up and down, got it back. The water cost him two shots, basically. There's the three-shot victory because he was ahead by five.
So Trevor Immelman is the winner. Not anybody had him on the radar for the most part. Nobody had picked him to win. Obviously, when a newcomer, when you win your first major, you've never, ever been picked to win. Brant Snedeker looks like he could be the next big thing on the PGA Tour. Phil Mickelson, wow, in position going into the weekend and struggled Saturday and then played as good as anybody yesterday. Ended up shooting even par, did Mickelson yesterday, and that was as good as anybody that was out in the last 10 groups, which is astonishing. What needs to be done? I guess some of the guys, you know, every once in a while you birdie a hole you didn't expect to birdie. I mean, how many times yesterday did you see, and you can point right at Tiger, he birdied a hole, somebody in the next group would bogey the same hole. Somebody birdied the hole that Tiger just bogeyed. So, I mean, they weren't all impossible holes. Birdies were had, not a lot. And evidently the wind was definitely a factor yesterday because I had never seen so few balls close to the hole on 16. I mean, back bunker, long. Nobody wanted to be short into that water. Nobody tried to just put it in the front third of the green and putt it up there because basically you were looking at a three-putt from time to time, and that happened to a few players yesterday. The wind definitely must have been a factor yesterday, and it's always funny because wind to professional golfers is not wind to which we are used to seeing here in Middle America in Nebraska.
Although this morning they did say it was blowing 30 mile an hour. So granted, like you said, you see the pant legs moving a little bit, and they're backing off shots, and you think, all right, whatever, guys, it's blowing 7 mile an hour. That it's normally blowing 20 here that everybody's accustomed to playing in. Not the same wind. Well, maybe yesterday was that wind, and that was one of the reasons. They said those trees, some are moving 5 to 8 feet side to side. So not a lot of girth around them, but swaying up there.
And one other thing that I don't think has really been touched on a lot, if you're on the pro Tiger side this morning, nobody played better than Tiger yesterday in those last 10 groups. You saw Jimenez and Watney go out and shoot in the 60s. They were in the first group, and the wind was not blowing. They were done before these guys even teed off, so thus it was a little bit easier. But Tiger outplayed everybody on the course yesterday in the last 3 hours. Nobody beat him on Sunday. He just didn't do well enough to catch up with Immelman or even get that one shot that maybe put a little pressure on Trevor Immelman.
That's what would have been the key. And that's what I think CBS kept waiting for,
hoping for,
to keep people interested in it, to provide a little excitement. All of a sudden, Tiger starts to lurk at the top of that, you know, move towards the top, but he couldn't make those putts. And he wasn't close to making them. It's not like they slid by the edge. I mean, he's missing them by a cup and a half. I mean, it's not like they're lipping out. Four putts inside of 4 feet missed yesterday by Tiger Woods. Four putts inside of 4 feet.
There's tournaments that he doesn't do that, let alone just one day. Our Prairie Hills poll had one question last week. Who did you think would win the Masters? It was pretty close, 53% Tiger. I believe it was 36% in favor of other, and then the rest of the field took Phil Mickelson. You can log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and take a look at this week's poll. The Prairie Hills poll had one question. Should there be third-place games at the Nebraska State Basketball and Volleyball Tournament? Try to get a little more of a local flavor on this week's. We've kind of stayed on some golf and some baseball here the last few weeks, basketball tournament. So this week, should there be third-place games at the Nebraska State Basketball and Volleyball Tournaments? Log on and vote at the Prairie Hills Poll in One Question, ESPNSuperstation.com. Today, Trevor Immelman was on Mike and Mike this morning. And you hear golfers say this a lot. So tell me who's lying, because Trevor Immelman says he was not watching the leaderboard, not aware of how big his lead was at any time until they had started to go up 18.
Liar.
There's no way. And if that is true, then you're an idiot. Then you are a flat-out idiot. There is no way that he did not know where he stood in this tournament. There is no way. And if he didn't, idiot. You need to know, if you have a five-shot lead, you need to know how to play. Like you said, middle of the green, two-putt, move on. You don't have to go for things. What if Immelman was behind? He didn't want to know he was behind somehow? He didn't know his lead was down to one? Somehow you might need to try and make a birdie? You can't tell me that he didn't know where he was in this tournament.
You're going to have to correct me on the hole, but Snedeker hits the ball in the water for the second straight day.
13.
There he tried to apply pressure because he knew where he was sitting.
Yeah.
He got to catch his, I got to catch you. You're my competition. People saying, you know, what a terrible shot. He was trying to pull off the shot. He wanted to get it close. Wanted to give him a chance for that eagle. And that eagle certainly would have put the pressure on the, you know, would have made Mr. Immelman play the whole hell of a lot different, and maybe probably play the rest of the tournament a lot different. Now you don't pull off the shot. Now you go the other way, and basically the tournament was over for him right there, and couldn't do anything else about it. You know, nonetheless, you got to apply pressure, and it's, yeah, to say you didn't know where you were on the leaderboard. All you're doing is you're trying to. You got six holes left. We're gonna go for par. We take double bogey out of the equation, certainly.
We got a lot of golf talk today. We've got more that we're going to be talking about with baseball and a variety of other sports. We'll get to the NSAA decision on playing the consolation games. They're going to hand out fourth place medals this year. 1-888-455-ESPN. We'd love to hear from you at the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. There's a couple of more things I want to touch on in golf before we let this go. And it has to do with coming into the 21st century. All sports make changes to improve their game, to bring themselves into the current. And golf, although doing, we talk about the technology, the lengthening of the courses, some of the insane rules that are no longer applicable to the game of golf in 2008. Talk about that. Love to hear from you. Give us a buzz. Give us an email. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
No experiencing vision loss due to an injury, aging, or other eye disease? Is it a struggle for you to read, tell time, or distinguish a quarter from a nickel? My name is Marietta Sims, and I have macular degeneration. The free training that I have received from the Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired have made it possible for me to live independently. It can do the same for you. Call them at 308-865-5441.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Ian in second, and Billy cranks one into center field. Back goes the center fielder, Ian. He can't get it. It's over his head. And one hopping the wall, it is a two-base hit and an RBI for Billy. And the Royals suddenly lead 2-0.
Catch all the action of Kansas City Royals baseball this spring, summer, and fall on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Tired of trying to start your old mower? Get a new Toro mower from Ace Hardware and Garden Center. Toro offers a wide variety of walk mowers, including some with self-propelled drive and even electric starters. Or take a look at Toro's Time Cutter zero-turning riding mower. With Toro financing, there are no payments and deferred interest for 6 months. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment sold is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. Ace offers free in-town delivery. Bring your trade-in to Ace Hardware and Garden Center for a new Toro this spring in Grand Island and Kearney.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as we'll see high temperatures of around 66 with a south wind increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see clear skies and a low near 39. South winds will stay gusty at times. Sunny skies develop across the area today as we'll see high temperatures of around 6.
You're talking Trevor Immelman. You're talking Kansas City Royals. You're talking Florida Marlins. You're all talking winners, people. You're talking Chicago Cubs.
Oh, no. You mean the Phillies? Cubs aren't winners. They're cheaters.
Oh, no. Well, this is a winner and not a cheater, and you're talking about Dino Grosseed. That's where I was getting to. First place, 57 V05, first place. 57 B94, three first places. 55 B831, first place. They're going to be planting on more acres this year than ever before. Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today, 1-800-652-9298, for more information on available seed supply. They've got seed for you. Talk about soybeans. They've got mid-group 2 to mid-group 3 maturity beans waiting for you at Dyna-Gro Seeds, 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today or call that number, and they'll find your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer for you and get you in touch with him. 1-800-652-9298. Dyna-Gro Seeds. More seeds are being planted this year forever before. There's a reason for that, people.
You know what? We said it last week. We'll say it again this week. We love when the Royals win on Friday and Saturday, but we really love it when they win on Sunday.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. There you go.
That's right.
Complete game.
So they're trying to set out somebody that ain't pitched in the year and a half. Minnesota has the Royals' number, though, and they took 4 of 6 here to start the young season.
Yeah, we'll get them back. Alex Gordon, another big day, another bomb hit yesterday from Alex, raising his batting average to .333 on the year. If people follow him, like to stay updated on that, .333 after yesterday's contest.
Now an important swing for the Royals. They have their first trip to the West Coast. They start right away tonight. They play 7 straight games on the road. 2 games set at Seattle, 2 games set at Los Angeles against the Angels, and then a 3-game weekend set against Oakland. So they go out, they play the West, and they get their first taste of getting some Western baseball here and see if they can do some good before they come home and then start to take on Cleveland and Toronto at home towards the end of the month. So Seattle tonight, pregame at 8:35, first pitch at 9:10 tonight here on ESPN Radio.
Doug, I think if you follow baseball at all, and I did not know this until I picked up the paper and just scanned it this morning, in the National League, did you realize leading the National League East, the Florida Marlins? They are ahead of the New York Mets. They are ahead of the Phillies. They are ahead of the Braves. The Florida Marlins. Their payroll is $21 million. They have $21 million payroll, and they are 7-5 leading that division.
Well, I know it's early. Florida leads the National League East. Mets third. St. Louis. Somebody picked them. To win, leads the National League Central. Milwaukee and Chicago, who many people picked to make the playoffs, second and third. Arizona is leading the West. Many people feeling that's pretty wide open, but Arizona was kind of the pick, I would think, percentage-wise. In the American League, Baltimore leading the East. They're actually tied with Toronto, but Yankees dead last. That's too bad. That's too bad. The Yankees lost last night. Baltimore leads the East. Chicago leads the Central, and Kansas City is in second in the Central. Cleveland and Detroit, who just about everybody picked, one to win the division, one to win the wild card, are dead last. Detroit's 2-10, and Oakland is currently leading the West. A lot of people had the Angels or Seattle winning the West. Some people had Seattle going all the way to the World Series out of the American League. And I know it's early, but that does what that does is of all those teams, you would have to think somebody there is going to hang on and make a run throughout the entire year.
the Florida Marlins have five people that make over $1 million. And I'm just taking another, you know, you would think a lower tier team, although they were in the World Series a year ago, the Colorado Rockies. They have 13 people making over $1 million. They have five. Nobody makes over $2.5 million. That's Kevin Gregg, a pitcher.
1-888-455-ESPN. We've got a wide open show today to hear from you. Before we move on, I'll let you know that the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Wanted to get back to just a little bit on golf before we move on to some other topics. Yesterday, a couple of things, you know, every once in a while I'm sitting around and I'm watching it with some of the golf guys from around the Tri-Cities. I mean, their profession is to do that. So every once in a while I get a little ribbed from their side. But the rules of the game of golf need to move into the 21st century. They made a couple of points of this yesterday, and it turned my stomach. When the Masters was over, they showed Trevor Immelman in the trailer, signing his scorecard or waiting to, and, you know, his son kind of crying and wanted to come in and all that stuff. But right there, and then one of the last comments that was made before the Butler Cabin, all the presentation was, well, as long as he doesn't sign an incorrect scorecard, he's your Masters champion. Remember, it was 40 years ago that Roberto DiVincenzo signed an incorrect scorecard and cost himself a chance at winning the Masters on Sunday. All that while the official, I don't know if he's the official scorekeeper or if he's got a certain name, is sitting there looking at a computer. The day and age of the rule of signing an incorrect scorecard with the technology that we have today needs to be thrown out. There should never, ever be a disqualification or a forfeiture of a check to an incorrect scorecard ever again. You have somebody on every hole documenting every shot, putting down every score as you move along. If there's an incorrection somewhere, you fix it. That is the world we live in today. It's not about honor anymore. That's what it used to be about, so you weren't cheating because you didn't have all that stuff. It's about honor. You write it down. This is what you had. You know, if you tried to get away with something, they called you, oh, yeah, you did hit it there. You actually had a five. They need to get rid of that rule. They need to get rid of that rule.
The guy staring at his computer, the scores are added up on the right side already, making sure that he didn't screw up and write a three down when he should have wrote a four. Yeah. You know what? For the first time, Douglas, in a long time, good point.
Yeah, whatever.
Good point.
Another one. Let's go straight to the 11th hole yesterday. Trevor Immelman hits a ball that is next to a drain in the middle of, I guess it's still the fairway there on 11. Has to call a rules official over. Am I on the drain? Do I get a drop? I mean, it's starting to go down a little bit, blah, 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 blah. You know what? If he's on the drain, he gets a drop. If he's deemed not to have any problems, then you got to hit it. What's the big deal with moving the ball a foot? He's not helping his lie at all. I mean, if there's any question, move it. What advantage could you possibly gain in that situation? I mean, yes, if you're in the forest, that's the whole. But this was a man-made drain put there. There's a lot of rules like that that need to be taken a look at, especially on major championship level.
I would say coming down 18 yesterday when you hit one down the middle of the fairway and you find your ball in the middle of the divot.
Yeah, that's.
There's a bad break in golf. Considering the lead he had, it wasn't that big of a deal and a great shot in which he did hit. But you think of all the room out there for a ball to settle and you think, boy, the guy stood up and one of his strengths all week had been the putting the ball down the fairway. He steps up, knocks it right down the middle of the fairway. It's not his fault somebody didn't fill that in. It's not his fault somebody didn't put the chunk of sod back in that hole.
Love to hear from you. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Are we on base? Are we off base? Are we right? Are we crazy? Are we in the middle here? I mean, it would just seem to make good common sense. Imagine if Trevor Immelman signed an incorrect scorecard, which somebody else keeps and hands to him. He glances it. He's got it right. I did shoot 75, except it was a 4 here and a 3 there, and I just didn't notice that. You wrote down 3-4. Bye-bye. For the rest of history, you won the Masters, except, you know, because you didn't sign this piece of paper right, you don't win. Huh?
Yeah. No good.
That's crazy stuff. So if you have any thoughts on the golf tournament this weekend, and I guess before, last thing, and we'll move on to some other things. Daddy, where does this put now the rest of the year in golf? Tiger goes out and wins all three remaining majors. Yeah, you won three remaining majors. You did not win the Grand Slam. Is this going to be another year where we see four different winners, no Tiger, reassesses, has a child, his life changing a little bit here, has to reassess, has to work on his swing a little bit, work on his putting game a little bit. He may have struck the ball well. It just wasn't what we've seen when he's on major tears, even a little bit last year. Everybody expected him to win, or is everything in the golf world okay?
No, it's full steam ahead, and Tiger still probably obviously will be favored in every one of those majors, and I think people look forward to that, and that's what draws the big TV rings. People want to watch him, other than my goofy brother, who somehow thinks Phil, whatever. But that's what people want to watch. They'd like to see this guy dominating the sport. They'd like to see him. It was on Friday, the shot on 18, when he hit over into the other fairway, coming back and spinning the ball, and then about 4 foot of the hole. One of the great golf shots Tiger hit all weekend. I think a lot of people remember that, but couldn't get the putter rolling. Really doesn't have to do much with his swing. I think he's got to figure out the putter deal, and he's right back on track.
Well, shifting gears a little bit here, two different weekends for UNK and Hastings College when it came down to baseball and softball. The Loper softball team continues to play well. They had a massive losing streak, which I believe was 10 or 11, and now they had won 7 in a row. Then they dropped the final game of their four-game series over the weekend, still went 3-1. UNK baseball went 3-1, and so they're kind of pointed in the right direction as they head to the final couple of weeks here of the regular season. For Hastings College, the baseball team's going to get a chance to ride it, but they have a doubleheader coming up at noon today. They're hosting Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings, because of the beautiful facilities at Duncan, and maybe also because of obviously the weather, but some other factors there, they're getting to play a few more home games than normal because they just can't get up into South Dakota and Iowa to play because the fields aren't ready to go, and so those teams are packing up and coming to Hastings. Hastings was supposed to be on the road Saturday and Sunday. They end up going to be home, but it didn't help them yesterday. They dropped both games of a doubleheader to Sioux Falls. They'll try and do better today against Dakota Wesleyan starting at noon. Hastings softball also dropped a doubleheader to Morningside yesterday. They will be in Omaha to face the College of St. Mary on Wednesday. So Hastings hoping to get back in the win column for UNK. Pretty good weekend for them. Scored 31 runs yesterday, 36 hits, 7 home runs.
Oof. Offensive output, kind of like a... Now, you mentioned, I think a lot of people were wondering in that first segment, Doug, you mentioned Texas and Missouri. And when you say 31 runs, that's what brings it up. On Friday night in the Big 12, something you certainly don't expect to happen, especially with Aaron Crow on the mound for Missouri, who's been nothing short of spectacular and just an absolute monster on Friday nights for Tim Jamison, the Missouri Tigers. He gave up 9 earned runs and still got the win as Missouri blasted Texas 31-12. That is a correct score, people. 31-12. Jacob Pretty had 9 RBIs, 4 home runs in that ballgame for the Missouri Tigers. Something you do not see very often in Big 12 baseball. You saw some offensive production. You saw yesterday A&M 10-run to Oklahoma, 12-2. You see that every now and then. But 31 runs against the Texas Longhorns, it has been an awful, awful long time since that's had coming. Because they beat up on some people pretty good. One of those deals that got out of hand. Also, Nebraska on Friday night losing 1-0 at Oklahoma State. The first time in 28 years at that stadium that there was a 1-0 shutout. 1-0. That was the first time ever at Alley P Stadium.
Johnny Doran suffers his first loss of the year in that game. Nebraska plays Wichita State tomorrow night and then host Kansas this weekend. Spring game is this weekend. Roy Helu had a big touchdown run. They actually went through about a 40-minute scrimmage at the end of practice on Saturday. And Coach Bo Pelini liking what he sees. And, Daddy, before we go to break here, they're going to do this with the spring game. Coaches are going to kind of get together and draft their teams, which should put a little fun into it. Behind the doors, first guy you take for the Huskers, who is it?
Well, see, are you thinking me or are you thinking Bo Pelini? He's the head coach. He gets the first pick, so obviously it's a defensive guy. My first guy that I take, I've got to have Joey Gans on my team. That's just me.
Somebody's got to protect the little fella. Somebody's got to protect him. But it will be a spring game where you will see some ones on twos. I think you're actually going to see two teams. They're going to be out there and compete, and it'll be interesting to see how things go. The spring game, listed as a sellout. Know that ahead of time before you go down. It's listed as a sellout for this Saturday.
There are tickets posted on eBay, and they have got a bid right now of $122 for four tickets. $32.
Reserved or is everything GA? Some are reserved.
No, there's some. Most of them are reserved, I believe, especially in the East and West stadiums. But $126 or $22 or something, $33 they said a piece.
Idiots. If you scalp a spring game ticket, you have a problem. We're going to take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
Stiff neck or an aching back is preventing you from working out, playing with your kids, or just enjoying special events. Salon Pause can help. Salon Pause. They're medicated patches that provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck or aching back, just lasting relief. Get back to enjoying the life you deserve with Salon Pause. Available at major drug stores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Salon Pause. Be more active.
GoldenCasino.net. You've heard the name. Now enjoy the game. At GoldenCasino.net, you can enjoy the thrill of a live casino from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Absolutely free. GoldenCasino.net is the world's number one free casino school with all your favorite games like blackjack, crap, roulette, slots, poker. All you do is sign up at GoldenCasino.net and you'll get an unlimited supply of free credits to play the next best casino simulator. GoldenCasino.net is the only place you'll find Dennis Rodman and Evel Knievel slots. So visit GoldenCasino.net today.
GoldenCasino.net is not a gambling site.
Who knew the biggest backyard you've ever seen is right here in Nebraska? Experience the green rolling sand hills and discover a vast outdoor playground with plenty of room for hiking, biking, and exciting water adventures. The Niobrara National Scenic River, one of the top 10 canoeing rivers in the nation, is a favorite sand hills destination. Put in near Valentine and embark on a fun-filled journey the whole family will enjoy. Off the water, you can hike and bike, then camp under the stars at a variety of scenic spots. Who knew a Nebraska getaway would be so much fun?
This is Nebraska Governor Dave Heineman, encouraging you to get out and explore Nebraska. You might be surprised by what you find.
Plan your adventure today. Order your free copy of the Nebraska Travel Guide at visitnebraska.org or call toll-free 877-NEBRASKA. Sponsored by the Nebraska Division of Travel and Tourism. Aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly. You ain't cause you not. This is why I'm hot. I'm hot
cause
I'm fly.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up later on in the week, we're going to talk with the head baseball coach at Kansas as they get ready to come to Lincoln to take on Nebraska. And we'll be doing that later on in the week. A variety of other topics we'll be touching on as well. Basically, right now, we're into that Nebraska baseball mode. We'll be getting to the postseason for UNK and Hastings very soon when it comes to baseball and softball. And if the weather finally, Daddy, starts to hold here, maybe we'll start to see some outstanding performances in track and field. There have been some spotties, but, you know, with the way you do relays, there's not a whole lot of real go-get-em efforts this early in the year.
Yeah, you're coming off of, you know, don't have to have a lot of time to be outside and enjoy the nice weather. And when you do, well, the wind's going to blow, just like it's going to blow this afternoon, 40 mile an hour, supposedly.
Isn't it beautiful? When it finally gets nice, the wind howls. But hopefully you'll get a chance to get out and enjoy the weather. And, of course, don't forget, as the weather warms up, it's time to think about a little bit of baseball and getting the kids out and getting them going. And at Misco Sports, they've got the gear you need. Gloves, bats, cleats, and bat bags for the kids. And if you are putting together a team or if you're a coach, they've got the catcher's equipment, the hitting nets, the uniforms, the bases that you need to get to practice to get your kids ready to go for game shape this time. Bats and baseballs, softballs for every level of play Little League, the Legion, fast pitch and slow pitch softball. If you're out running the diamond this summer or this spring, you'll be able to find the gear you need at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop in and see Steve and the gang today at Misco Sports. Been doing it for over 125 years. Misco Sports, the place to get your game ready to go.
Doug, I know several people headed probably down to the baseball game tomorrow night with Wichita State. Wichita State 25-5 on the year, 20-1 at home. So we're glad to have them in Lincoln.
They're coming to Lincoln tomorrow night at 6:35. A fresh off a doubleheader sweep of Creighton yesterday.
That's exactly right. Took that series from Creighton, so I got a little momentum there as well.
You think they stayed?
I'm sure. No reason to go home.
Drive home to Wichita. Catch class today, a little bit tomorrow, come up?
No.
No?
Let's play football in Nebraska. they don't go to class. And that's a joke because I know Coach Pelini's got a big emphasis push right now on the academics and keeping that to the 255 All-Americans.
Did he send that to you?
No, I just
saw
it in the
newspaper.
When you guys talk,
personally, you know, you and Bo and Sip
Haven't had that opportunity
yet.
You
and Bo and Sip just hanging out. See what's up.
I'd like that opportunity.
Well, Daddy, what major headline, Kearney Hub, this weekend? Three UNK men's basketball players are going to transfer. And I guess a surprise that one of those would be a player that started all 29 games this year and 21 games his freshman year, averaged 13.5 points, and had, at the time, a good rapport. And I don't know what that is now with Drake Baronic, who is viewed as the best basketball player on the UNK roster. And Jeff Martin, along with Matt Starks, Justin McCullough, will not be coming back to UNK to play basketball next season. And after having quite a few guys decide they wanted to do something different last year, I thought this was pretty surprising that you've got three more players that decide that they don't want to come back and play basketball at UNK.
Well, Matt Starks was injured this whole year. So I don't know how you can immediately tell right now you don't have room for him and or he doesn't want to come back and play. Maybe Matt Starks' knee did not heal correctly or is not going the way and he just said enough with basketball. I don't know that. You get the McCullough kid, wasn't seeing a lot of action. You know what? It's one of those situations. If you're not going to put in the, you know, how much time can you put in if you're not ready to play at this level? How much time and effort. It's a job at this level, and I don't care if you're talking UNK, I don't care if you're talking Hastings, it's a job. Those kids put in so much time and so much effort. The bad part for me is when you see Jeff Martin transfer. Remember a year ago? This was one of the two building blocks. This kid stuck around an extra year to see a rebuilding process going on. I guess I would have thought he was an intricate part of that building process. It almost sounds like there wasn't enough room for him now.
Well, again, according to the story in the Kearney Hub on Saturday, Coach Kropp said, you know, they go over and have these end-of-the-year meetings, which actually was, you know, the season ended quite a while ago, so when this all transferred, but like Kropp quoted in the Kearney Hub, go over what kind of year each kid had, what they can improve, what their strengths are. Martin was notified at the meeting that his future playing time likely would be reduced.
I don't know how you can say that.
Well, yeah, Tyler, you don't know. You got more kids. Obviously, there's going to be, because of the situation last year, there just wasn't much depth this year. Obviously, next year, you would hope that there's going to be more depth if everybody stays because Tyler Bullock is transferring in. Max Frelick is going to be back in. You've got some other kids that are going to be joining the program, but it's not like you're bringing in two Division I All-American transfers. I mean, you're bringing in some good kids, and Jeff Martin, a good player, good kid. Where do you go? I think it's interesting. Now, as far as you said about McCullough, he started seven games, averaged 6 points, three rebounds, and then you got Matt Starks, as you said, injured, so hard to know what you're going on there. But so now, I guess the bottom line is, the point is, there's still now more holes to fill in, jersey-wise, depth-wise, for UNK. And I know, I would think, Coach Kropp and Coach Lofton didn't necessarily see this coming, probably thought that everything after a real rocky offseason last year where they had to worry about filling, you know, and getting enough quality players to fill a team this year, which they did, and now having to go through it again, that's... can't be fun.
You just said it. Depth. You can't. I just really baffled. You got to have Jeff Martin around for depth, if nothing else. Face it, he's a junior. Sure, everybody. I don't know that everybody even wants to play 38 minutes of a basketball game by the time you're a junior. Your legs start to get tired. Yeah, if you're physically able to go and you don't have the aches and pains, which you have a hard time believing that as a junior, after running up and down the court for all year round like they do, it just baffles me that you would want to go out there and play 40 minutes a game. You've got to have 7-8 guys ready to go to basically, by the way the article's written, and that has nothing to do with, I don't know how it was said to Buck. I don't know how Buck interpreted, but the way it reads is basically shown the door. Was that the way you read it, Doug? We don't have room for you.
No. That's not necessarily the way I read. Although he was informed his playing time would be cut. I mean, that could be looked at two different ways. Like I said, you know what? Obviously, and you just said maybe we're going to cut your playing time from 39 to 34 minutes a game. Well, you know that you should be okay with that. Now, maybe that's not what was said. We don't know. We don't know what was said. But
we have an opinionated talk show, so we have to develop opinions on this subject. And that's just my opinion, because that's what we have to form here to fill an hour of time a day.
Can't argue with an opinion.
Absolutely.
I can tell you you're wrong or right, but I'm not going to argue with an opinion.
And we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings out there.
Now, come on. It's just one of those things that is concerning. You have a program that has been doing so well for so long, you hate to see a blip on the screen or a bump in the road, and this is more than a bump in the road.
The sad part for me is I would think, after being on this team for 2 years like Jeff Martin, the relationships that you would develop and the time that which you have dedicated and put into this program, I would find it very, very sad after 2 years to have bad feelings. Especially after starting the number of games in which Jeff Martin started. I find that to be very, very sad if that's the case. And I certainly hope there aren't any bad feelings, but I find that sad.
It's a tough...
That's just my opinion.
Business. It's a tough business, collegiate athletics. It's not just Division I people. Division II, NAIA. Kids want to play. They want to not be homesick. They want to have friends. They want their classes to go well. They want to like their coaches. They want to do this. They want to do that. It's hard to get all of that in the package and still please the athlete. And sometimes it doesn't work. But usually it's one kid, not three or four, or in last year's case, four last year. And so we'll see what happens. 1-888-455-ESPN.
Here's Russ from Kearney, guys.
Russ, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thanks, guys. Daddy, I think it's been a while since you've played some basketball, but as a senior in college, I think your legs would probably be okay. I do find it interesting. Who is taking Martin's place? Is that Bullocks? How big a kid is that Bullocks, and what's the scoop on that?
All we know what's in the article, Russ, is basically that he's one of their best three players. Now, I'm assuming they go on to say that Drake Bronick's the best player, so is Josiah Parker. The big guy inside, one of the top three?
Well, Bullock goes down because in the article it also says we need to get Drake Bronick back outside. We don't want him down. And thus referencing Tyler Bullock and Max Fralett.
So Bullock is a bigger kid then?
Yes.
You know how tall he is?
7'7".
7'7", okay.
Very good. We could only wish, and the rumors of Shang Ping coming here are not true.
Very good.
Then we can just form our opinion on this subject.
Well, and like I say, I know you guys have all the other coaches on. I would really like to hear from those guys again. Like I say, it's because I like hearing about UNK Athletics. It's that's a big part of you guys' show.
Hey, Russ, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Russ at 1-888-455-ESPN. And when you're talking about that, you still look at I classify it as a I don't know, it's not a mess, but as we said, it was a rocky off season last year, and still these kids and coaching staff put together a heck of a basketball team this year for what they had to assemble with how young they were. That was the number one thing. Number two might have been depth. Young, not a lot of depth, and still had the season that they had, which wasn't 32-0, but it was pretty darn good, especially in the second half.
I think if you would have told anybody that would have been the case at the end of the it would have been like Nebraska baseball. No way that's going to happen. No way that's going to happen.
No way they can win the East.
But you got to remember, if you're talking about a basketball team in which apparently you got 10 guys that play in Division II, when you got a third of your team turning over every year, it seems, and that's been the case the last 2 years. That's fact. That's not my opinion. That you got a third of the team leaving.
We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Stay with us right after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
HastingsLink.com.
HastingsLink.com?
HastingsLink.com.
Link what? What is it?
HastingsLink.com.
Like L-I-N-K?
Wouldn't you like a website that had local news, up-to-the-minute local weather, local sports, plus all the national news, business news, and entertainment news you need? It's out there. It's HastingsLink.com, your complete local information site. You can even post a free classified that'll be looked at by people around here, not in some other state. Check it out. HastingsLink, L-I-N-K.com. Your link to Hastings.
Getting in a new Chevy Malibu with OnStar turn-by-turn navigation, which comes standard for the first year. If I want to get somewhere, I just push the OnStar button.
OnStar.
I'd like to get to 23 Front Street.
I'll download OnStar turn-by-turn directions.
Thank you. Now, if I was in an Accord or a Camry, I'd press a button, too, for the automatic window so I could ask someone in a new Chevy Malibu for directions. OnStar is standard on 11 Chevy vehicles for the first year. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Turn-by-turn not available in certain areas.
Here's a tip for anyone with a boat, motorcycle, or RV. Don't rub it in. Your neighbors already envy you, and they don't want to hear about all the fun you're having. And they aren't. Here's another tip. You can insure your boat, motorcycle, or RV with Progressive and get the same great rates and outstanding service you get with Progressive Car Insurance. On the road or on the water, you can expect great coverage and great service at a great price. Now that's Progressive. Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states.
This year's Fall and Winter High School Sports Podcast on ESPNSuperstation.com will only be available through June 1st, so download your favorites today.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I've heard a lot of good things about the simulator, but nothing can simulate playing the real game of golf. And it's go time at Prairie Hills, where the new owners and new attitude and the remodeled clubhouse meet the challenge of giving you a great golf experience. Prairie Hills now open for play. Come out and see them while it's greening up. The rain and the snow helping things green up. The wind's going to dry it out a little bit. We're going to have some few.
Well, it'll dry it out a lot if you're asking those guys.
We're going to have a few nice days here. Get out and enjoy it and check out the membership options at Prairie Hills by going to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Prairie Hills logo. You'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee punch cards with and without carts. Walk or drive 9 or 18 holes. Clubhouse is stocked with refreshments to get you out on the right note or just to refresh you when you get back in from your 18 holes. Come meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, and see the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills because you'll want to be on the course every week. And today, Simulator Monday. If you still want to play on the simulator about any course in the country, maybe the world, you can check things out. Half price Monday on the simulators. Call anytime for a tee time. Check out the very affordable prices at the new Prairie Hills, just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Well, Daddy, on Friday, the Nebraska School Activities Association Board of Control voted to continue playing third-place games for boys and girls state basketball and added the contest for state volleyball. That's story one. Story two is They thought so much of those great games at Pershing, they're now going to shove them into Lincoln High Schools and play them midday, like 10, noon, and 2. Two different schools.
Well, it beats playing at Pershing Auditorium. I've said that for a long time. If you got to play, don't punish the kids by making them play at Pershing. No part in there does say anything about burning that building to the ground, does it, and building a new facility?
I've looked at the stories in the Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star, local stories that are coming out here over the weekend as well. I might pick up the phone and have one of our Board of Control members or at least ask him to be on the show tomorrow. And I started at the top of the show saying, you know what, they had to find somebody that thought this was a good idea so that they could quote him and use it. And quoting from a couple of stories here, one of those, Jay Beller of Battle Creek, quote, "From a lot of the comments we see, the kids want the games. The parents I talked to seem to like it. It was mostly the coaches who had a problem with it." End quote. Surveys were sent out to the participating schools, and it said that's what persuaded the board members to continue holding the third-place games. Back-to-back paragraphs in this story. This is from the Lincoln Journal Star. This one happens to be. "Anecdotal evidence from surveys of participating schools persuaded the board members to continue holding the third-place games." In the very next sentence is that quote. "The parents I talked to seemed to like it. It was mostly the coaches who had a problem with it."
Well, the coaches are the ones who filled out the survey.
You think? You liars. You think? You think? Right there's the evidence. That's the evidence. Now, if you want the third-place games, fine. And you know what? I didn't think it's a good idea. I still don't know if it's a good idea. My opinion all along was, you know what, if you want to have them, I guess have them. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. If you're going to have the game, you're going to have the game.
We have a friend in South Dakota that coaches there. They play them out to 7th and 8th place games. Now,
still,
he flat out will tell you, nobody likes the 3rd and 4th place games. They like less the 5th and 6th place game. And if you don't like the 5th and 6th place game, you sure as hell don't want to play the 7th and 8th place game. Nobody likes them in South Dakota, but yet they have them every year.
More of what I've been hearing, Jim Tenneper, one of the quotes he said, you know, the smaller schools seem to like them more. The attendance wasn't there for A and B. You know why, again, we said this when it was going on. You know why the attendance wasn't there for A and B?
Because nobody cares.
90%, 80%, whatever you want to pick the number at, a high percent can get in their vehicle and be home in 45 minutes to an hour. Not necessarily the case with C1, C and D schools where, you know, you want to watch your kids play, but if you go home back and forth every night, but if you're Minden, you're already there, you go. If you're Pleasanton, you're already there, you go.
You know, cannot tell me that Cambridge at 9 o'clock at night wanted to be there on Saturday night.
Probably why the coach got fired.
Whoops.
What? Did I say that out loud?
You can't tell me that they wanted to stay overnight, have another hotel room, have breakfast the next morning, have lunch in Lincoln the next day.
Lincoln did.
That's exactly right.
Well, we'll see how this all goes. We'd love to hear your opinion on that matter. That is our Prairie Hills Poll in One question this week. All you have to do is go to our website. Do you like the third place games for state basketball and now state volleyball? Log on to ESPNSuperStation.com. Vote yes or no on our Prairie Hills Poll in One question. You're always welcome to send an email to the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the Arma Lining. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. That address is always Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. Of course, right now it's about 70% no on that. And I heartily expect that that's the way it will go. Hey, I want to thank you for joining us as always. If you miss any of our conversation, any of the interviews that we've had, and we had a great week last week, we'll have more folks on this week. You can always check out the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal at ESPNSuperStation.com. It's up less than 20 minutes after the show is over. You can catch anything from the last couple of weeks, couple of months on the podcast at ESPNSuperStation.com.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.